K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Eric.
Howdy, Eric. What's up?
Hey, I know you guys help out with, like, finding out with dates, why certain first dates didn't go so well, and I happen to have one of those going on. I was wondering if you guys could help me out a little bit.
We have become to master this, I think, at this point in time in over a year.
We're good at taking the calls.
Exactly, right? Exactly. What's going on, Eric?
Okay, so first off, I'll just give you a little background. So I worked part time at a food delivery place over by the Fairfield Commons. But I deliver to a doctor's office, and after I delivered there a few times, there's this girl there. Whatever, she's really cute. Figured I'd ask her out. Anyway, so I asked her out. She said yes. Awesome. You know, I go to school part time, so I figured, you know, why not take her out to some place that is nice, but I won't have to spend a lot of money. So I figured, why not take her out to my restaurant? It's a beautiful place.
So there you go.
That's smart.
It makes sense. So anyway, so we go out. Everything's going great. We drive there. She's having a great time. We get there, and she meets a bunch of my friends. A bunch of my friends actually work in the restaurant, and they love her. They're actually nuts about her. She seems to take it well. She gets really blush. She goes, oh, thanks. Anyway, really great. Sit down at the table. We get our water. We start ordering, and she does a 180. She turns. She gets kind of nasty. She just gets up and storms out on me. I don't know if it was something I said. I don't know if it's something I did. She hasn't returned any of my calls. Her office hasn't ordered anything from a restaurant, so I haven't been able to deliver over there.
No.
Yeah, so I really don't know what's going on, but I figured you guys could help me out with that.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. Well, hopefully you didn't lose a girl and a client.
Both. Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, what's this mystery girl's name here?
Kate.
Kate?
Katie.
Katie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what we'll do is we're going to stick you on hold for a second there, Eric. We'll call Katie, have her on the air in just a few minutes, see what she's got to say about you, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Eric, I have a question, and I'm always curious about this. Do you really eat where you work? I mean, do you like the food where you work? You know what I mean?
You get burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I mean, it's a really nice restaurant. So,
oh, okay.
You know, fancy style.
Well, yes, it's very fancy. I mean, she works in the doctor's office, so, I mean, usually the doctor that's, like, ordering everything. So, the guy's, you know, cheapest guy in the world. But, yeah, it's a nice Italian place, so.
Okay, all right, well, hold on, man. We're going to push the last button here, okay?
Awesome.
We'll see if she picks up.
Hello?
Hi there. May we speak to Katie, please?
This is Katie.
Hi there, Katie. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Hi.
Well, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, she's got a nice professional voice.
She does.
You're not at work yet, are you?
Not yet.
Oh, no, okay.
I start late today.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, well, we're glad you're a little late because we'd like to talk to you for a second. Is that okay? We have a question. We got to talk to a friend of yours that you ordered food from, trying to do the date thing with you, trying to get a little second date, hasn't heard anything back. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, Eric.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened?
Wow. Okay. We've actually known each other for a couple of months. He's been delivering food for the doctor I work for, and all the girls in the office have been, like, adding on to the order. So he has to stay longer and unpack more food. So we've known each other for, I guess, like, maybe 3 months now, and he's super, super cute guy. Finally asked me out after I was flirting with him, like, these past few months. And then the other night when he took me out, we had, like, a horrible, horrible time.
What happened?
And honestly, his friends were complete jerks. Like, he took me to the restaurant he worked in, which I thought was, it sounds terrible, but I thought it was cute at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized, like, all of the people he works with, they're all, like, stupid jock dudes.
Oh, no.
It was horrible, and they were completely rude to me. And I just thought, you know, this is crazy. I'm working hard to get ahead. I don't need to be with some immature jerk.
What'd they do?
Oh, they were, like, literally, I felt like I was in fifth grade, guys. They were, like, making kissing noises behind my back, and the one guy with, like, shaggy hair was like, oh, do you have a sister?
And oh, no.
And then they all know I work at the doctor's office, so they were like, oh, do you guys play doctor?
Oh, no!
Jeez.
It was ridiculous, like, making all of these stupid jokes. And my dad always says, you are the company you keep. So if that's who he hangs out with.
Well, did you say something to him?
I did, but, I mean, I couldn't talk to him fully because his friends were all there. And he didn't even stick up for me.
What?
That's the other thing. Like, if they were like that and he at least came to my defense, it'd be different.
What'd he say?
So finally I said something to him because his friends were being such jerks. And he got mad at me. He was like, those are my friends. How could you say that about them? They're working hard here, trying to serve you. They're just playing around, trying to make you feel comfortable and make jokes. It was awful. He completely turned it around on me and yelled at me. And then when he raised his voice, his friends were like, ooh, ooh.
Oh, no.
Whoa. That's just because you're so tight-lunged. And, oh, my God, this is ridiculous.
Wait a second. Who's on the line?
Well, what?
Yeah, that's kind of the other part of it. Eric's actually been listening to you the whole time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They totally loved you, and you just totally took it the wrong way and made me look like a jerk in front of everybody.
What are you talking about? That's ridiculous. That's not at all what happened.
Oh, ridiculous. Are you kidding me? They were being more than nice and cordial to you. They opened up their arms to you. It was awesome. I've never actually seen them act that way around anybody, so
you,
I would have taken
them. Maybe you should take them out on a date if you love them so
much.
I do all the time. No, this is ridiculous. Why would you, like, you seemed to like it in the first place when we first got in there, and I don't know what happened. They turned around on you? No, they were totally nice to you the whole time. Just because they were saying, oh, you look pretty doesn't mean that...
They were not saying,
oh, they
want to
go
they were being
take you out on a date.
Okay, you obviously, like, were on a different planet because they were being so rude, and you don't act that way when a woman's there. They were acting like a bunch of frat dudes.
Well, they are, but still, that doesn't mean that. They were totally acting totally awesome. It doesn't...
Why did you call if you're going to be so rude?
This is ridiculous. No, they were not rude to you at all. They were serving you. They were being kind. They were telling
so
you jokes.
I'm so glad there's
such
good company for you. You know what? Your friends were just completely inappropriate. You guys are completely immature, and I'm trying to run a business. I have a lot of work, and we don't need your services anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. She wasn't even the best-looking one in the place. That's besides the point.
Wow.
Oh, well, whatever.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He's got options, I guess,
yes,
right?
Yes, he does.
This is ridiculous. That's fine.
Sorry, Katie.
No, please. Thanks for doing me a favor.
Oh, Eric, did you learn anything?
Yeah, don't ask out girls from doctor's offices.